Gluten-free has gone far beyond trendiness. Although about 1% of the population suffers from celiac disease, the autoimmune condition which causes the immune system to attack the intestinal walls in response to the consumption of gluten, up to 8 times more people may have sensitivity to the protein or experience ill effects from related conditions such as IBS and wheat allergies. That translates to about 40 million Americans buying gluten-free products, a $4.2 billion market that continues to grow. Living gluten-free is a challenge, and Jax Peters Lowell has written a book on it, actually wrote a book on it 20 years ago. Now that work has been revised. It is called The Gluten-Free Revolution, absolutely everything you need to know about losing the wheat, reclaiming your heart, and eating happily ever after. Jax Peters Lowell, thank you very much for being with us. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Very nice to have you with us. So
thanks.
For you, this was kind of uncharted territory at the time 20 years ago, right?
Yes, it was. I was very sick with celiac disease. I was one of the earlier cases of it, and there was absolutely nothing to eat, no gluten-free cartoons in the New Yorker, no gluten-free bakeries. It was isolating, and it was very, very difficult. So I learned quite a few skills, a lot of them having to do with not so much being an expert on the subject, which I became, but how to actually be out in the world. I was determined not to let that get me down. So Against the Grain was the first book ever, and it was published in 1995. Lots of assertiveness training in that book.
And
this one it has come for the opposite reason. We've come full circle. Now, everyone's an expert, but not everyone knows really how it is to live gluten-free. There's a lot of misinformation out there, hence the gluten-free revolution.
So let us talk about some of the misinformation. As someone who has been in this field for a long time and has watched this and suffers from the condition yourself, what do you feel the misinformation is that's out there?
Well, the two big ones, and they're intertwined, is are gluten-free foods healthier than other foods, and is it a weight loss diet? I think there's lots of myths have arisen over that. The gluten-free diet is not a weight loss diet. However, some people lose weight on it. Those are the people for whom gluten causes weight gain and bloating and constipation and all those awful things. And then, of course, when the gluten is removed, so is the weight. However, some gluten intolerance, some people experience weight loss and problems fully absorbing the food they eat. So in that case, when the gluten is removed, often the body uses all the nutrients now it's taking in. It didn't absorb before. So it seeks its normal weight, and obviously there's weight gain there. In terms of health, if you trade empty glutinous calories, processed food, if you exchange that for gluten-free, it may be even unhealthier because you're getting more fat and more sugar. The people who do well are those who trade processed and highly additive foods for fresh, organic, non-GMOs, natural stuff, and maybe a treat or two. Those are the people who do the best, and those are the people who probably are slimmer and healthier.
I guess I'm interested in living your life now, and obviously you are armed with more tools in your utility belt than most people probably. Mm-hmm. But in living your life day to day, is it now easier because there is, as you say, we've come full circle and there's so much more awareness?
Yes and no. I would say a big resounding yes. When I go to a restaurant and I order something made with polenta and they tell me that it's gluten-free but their source may have used wheat in the facility, I'm thrilled when a weight person is that knowledgeable.
Yeah.
It doesn't happen all the time, but I'm really thrilled. I'm also thrilled at the level of gluten-free foods out there. They're just wonderful. And most of those are small, you know, small batch bakers and small batch people. On the other hand, I'm wary, because when so many people have not 100% of the information, the challenge for me and others like me is vetting the information. I mean, I'll never forget walking into one of those little chain pasta restaurants, and I thought, oh, it was near my house. Maybe I'll ask if they have any gluten-free pasta. I can take it out some night. And the greeter just lit up with a smile and said, oh, yes, our gluten-free customers love the whole wheat pasta.
Mm.
So you see what I mean.
Right.
There is half-truth, you know, well, that must be healthier, that must be gluten-free. So it's very important now to vet the information. And that's one of the reasons I wrote the book. I put the entire gluten-free lifestyle on the page. And I did it so that my community of celiacs and gluten intolerance and voluntarily gluten-free, we can all live happily together and have the same information.
So if you go into a restaurant and something is advertised or on the menu as gluten-free, and it turns out not to be, it's ultimately your body that lets you know that, right?
Yes, it does. Some of us, though, who have been gluten-free for a very long time, unfortunately don't react instantly. We may feel a little brain foggy the next day. I get an aphthous ulcer the minute gluten touches my mouth, so I know. That's tricky. And, you know, I make sure there are certain things that you can do to make sure. Most of those issues come from cross-contamination. So that means the knowledge of how to do gluten-free food in the kitchen is usually the culprit. So when I order a salad, let's say, and I don't want the croutons, I ask for a new bowl. Toss my salad in a new bowl, because I don't want the bowl that the croutons have been tossed in. Or if I go to an ice cream parlor and I ask for a flavor I know is gluten-free, I'm going to ask them to wash the scoop, because that scoop may have been in cookie dough ice cream right before mine.
Right.
So there are a couple of things you can do. And I think the most important thing is to emphasize in a really non-challenging way. I can't emphasize this enough. We are not enemies with restaurants. I really need to be safe. Can you help me get a safe gluten-free meal? And I may have a bunch of questions. Is that okay? And what I always say is, ask them all at once so the poor server doesn't have to run back and forth to the kitchen. And that's a very good way to assure things. Or let's say you want a hamburger. You just want a burger if you're a meat eater. And say, could you scrape the grill and cook my hamburger on a different section? Because, you know, you're getting, or the fryer, ask about the fryer. Do you use the same fryer for onion rings? A dedicated fryer
right. Is
important. So, you know, little tricks you can do. But always be appreciative and always ask the questions, no matter what. I mean, some places, and be familiar. You know, familiarity breeds content, I like to say. So patronize a place often that does a great meal for you, and then they'll give you the moon.
Right. You talk in the book about this, and I'm hoping we can address it this morning, and that is testing and finding out the best way to find out where you are and this, if you're intolerant, if you have the disease, of testing, and walk us through that process.
Well, the testing for celiac disease is very clear. It is a series of blood tests that have to be given by a gastroenterologist. It's an autoimmune issue, so it measures antibodies in the blood, just like any other autoimmune condition. So you get the blood test. You have to be eating gluten in order to have an accurate reading. Many people just react to gluten, they don't feel so hot, and off they go, and they're on the gluten-free diet, and then they get tested. Well, that's no good. I get tested every year, and it's always negative, because I'm checking to see if I'm getting gluten. So gastroenterologist, blood tests, be eating gluten when you have that test, and enough of it, and for about a month. Now, the gold standard test is the is an intestinal biopsy. It sounds horrible, but it's really nothing. You go to sleep, and a little tube goes down and takes a few snips. That's still the gold standard because they can see damage that gluten has done and you know, where you're scarred. I mean, so that's I think it's important. Some people don't. You know, it's a decision you have to make.
Right.
Now, gluten intolerance is now a recognized medical condition, and that runs from severely intolerant all the way to sensitive. Unfortunately, there is no blood test for this yet. And people are, you know, I like to say, check in frequently, you know, just because there will be a blood test. And it's important because gluten, celiac disease is inherited, and it affects your family. It affects your children. It affects your child rearing. I mean, infertility is one of the associated problems. So you want to really know if you have celiac disease or not. So for those who are sensitive to it, I would say check in every couple of years and check in and see if there are tests. And then, of course, you have to eat gluten for a little bit before you take it.
And as far as, and you address this in the book of the medical matters, but the idea of taking a prescription drug for this.
Ah, yes. Well,
I mean, mostly it's controlled by diet, correct?
You don't take, no, there are no medications for this. I misunderstood your question. No, your medication is your diet.
Right.
That's what's so, I mean, if you have to have celiac disease, let's have that instead of something else where you know, there's surgery and medicine and, you know, prescription drugs. No, I cover drugs in the book,
right,
in terms of
the gluten in the medicine.
Any possible gluten.
Right. And that is actually what I was.
There are no drugs for this. It's wonderful, really. I mean, I hate to sound like Pollyanna, but honestly, I'll take this any day of the week. I don't even like the word disease because you were sick before and now you're not. You know,
I was really impressed in reading the book that you spend quite a bit, a good part of the book about the emotional, social, and family issues. You mentioned the child rearing, of course, but there's very much an emotional and social aspect to this.
Absolutely, absolutely. One of the things I like to say is, you know, when we have less of something, we then pay a lot of attention, or we should, to our own generosity. If people are doing things in a special way for you, and yes, you should ask them to, because there's nothing worse than having someone at your table who doesn't tell you what they cannot have. There's nothing worse for hosting a dinner. You're there to make your friends happy or your family happy. So, but some of the social issues are really, really peculiar in that you must look at the relationship you have. For example, someone close in your family has forgotten, and it's okay, it's new for them. You know, we give them a pass the first time. Second
right.
time, okay, we'll give you another pass. But the third time, I have to say it's about the relationship and why that person has trouble
getting,
you know,
it.
Making you special in any way. Doing something extra for you. I mean, it really does. You start to pick at the surface of things. And children get bullied in school. There are all sorts of tips for recognizing that. And in fact, one of the wonderful pediatric GIs writes about this. She wrote a beautiful piece for the book, and her own child was bullied. She has two celiac children. And you know, you have to figure out who to bother. I mean, you don't ask the bride what's for dinner for the wedding. You call the caterer. But you do let your friends know at their table. You know, you have to
right.
understand how to do this. You know, and also, when you have a dinner party, you ask everybody. Even if you didn't before, ask everybody. Chances are there's a vegan in the group, there's a no-salt person in the group.
Now,
there are more gluten-frees at the table now.
Jax,
and, there are a lot of social implications. Going to parties, for example, buffets, you have to eat first, and that's it, before all the crackers get dipped in the dip.
Well, so. the name of the book is The Gluten-Free Revolution, absolutely everything you need to know about losing the weight, reclaiming your heart, and eating happily ever after. The book is published by Holt. Jax Peters-Lowell, thank you very much for being with us. I appreciate your time.
Thank you. It was great to be with you.
Thank you very much. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.